Hey kids, Dean with Crypto the Wonder Dog. It's always scary going into something that you don't know what the hell you're doing. Even if you've heard about it and you see everyone around you doing it, you know, the cool kids are doing it. Why can't I? Sometimes you just don't know how to get in. Even whenever you know, you're guided, sometimes it's still a little scary. And players of the NFL, they're not scared of much. You know, they go into that knowing full well that's going to be a headache in the morning sometimes. I got to hang out with a really couple of really cool, really, really cool guys. Andre Kirwan and J.J. Lasley, former NFL players that are involved in a new football organization. And you'll want to stay tuned for that. I can't really disclose a whole lot right now, but you'll want to know the letters FFL and check that out. It's an organization built on the blockchain and tokenizes a lot of things. But even though they are involved with a company that is, the founder is a big crypto guy, they didn't know how to buy a Bitcoin. So being the expert, being the expert that I am, I thought I'd show, Andre how it's done. Andre and JJ came along and we sat down at this little bar in Glendale. He was out here from Florida, Andre was, and he was a little intimidated. He was a little scared to actually jump into this because you don't know what's going on, especially when you're dealing with money. Man, you got that hard-earned greenbacks, and it's kind of hard sometimes to let them go. He's been introduced to the world of mining, and a couple of buddies have decided they want to take over part of his estate in Florida there and build a mining farm. I don't know how much how successful that would be with the price of energy and where Bitcoin is kind of going right now, but I hope he does really well. I think he's going to do great, and if these guys are doing what they say they're going to do, you never know. It was intimidating, and held her hand through it, walked him through the fiery walkway through whatever that analogy would be to buy Bitcoin, and we got through it. I actually didn't think it was going to take as fast as, I didn't think it was going to be as fast as it was. I thought it was going to take about a 3-day process, because whenever I bought my first one, it was about 3 days worth of trying and waiting and being verified through Coinbase. But they seem to have sped up their process a bit. I think people are getting tired of waiting around. So we actually had started off on Bitcoin.com, and it got a little cumbersome, so I cut all that crap out. You'll see my amazing editing skills. It looks like we just jumped right into Coinbase. And then we got through it, uploaded photos, verified very quickly. I think with under, we could do this in under an hour and get your first, go from zero to hero. Nothing in the crypto world to actually having your first $100 worth anyway. You can't really, if you're just now getting in and you're going through Coinbase, I think the first few weeks, you're only allowed to buy about $100 worth. When I got in, it was 700. And then the longer you're in, it goes up a little bit. I think right now I can buy $3,500 worth per week. So you're not gonna, you can't blow your whole, I think that, they're just like the SEC. They're just kind of, they're holding the reins a little bit on you. I don't know what that reason would be. So, what do you guys think of my, my cool, poster thing? It beats looking at my silly room here, my studio. And if you're on the podcast, you're not seeing anything. You're watching the road probably because you're driving. It's a cool little banner that I think I'll be carrying around with me when I go to do these interviews on location. That'd be cool to put that up in a restaurant somewhere, get awesome branding. So the time I had with Andre and JJ was awesome, and I think we're going to be hanging out some more. Andre is in Florida. He is in the real estate world now, and I believe JJ is also. I think he's also in the real estate game. So this is and I also have my Dallas Cowboys hat on. My Jason Garrett throwback. He was wearing this the slouch hat thing. So you guys enjoy this episode of how to buy your first cryptocurrency Bitcoin with Andre Kirwan and JJ Lasley. You guys ready to start the show? All right, let's start the show.
Yeah,
Damn.
We are on no time schedule right now.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, so you're gonna win.
I just gotta be on a plane by tomorrow morning. That's it.
Yeah. Get a little food in it sometime later.
We'll try to get it in by then, man. Let's just try to get this in. So we've been talking about you getting into Bitcoin because
absolutely.
We met a couple nights ago at the what's it called?
We're allowed to disclose all that. The Freedom Football League information.
Yeah. Well, we actually met at an art event prior to that.
Oh.
The month before, at downtown L.A. for Morgan, I can't remember her name. The art event downtown L.A. Anyway,
yeah,
that was the month before, and then we met
that's
again.
Right. That's right.
Last night.
Okay. Yeah.
Or no, excuse me. Thursday night. The 24th.
Yeah.
All right. At L.A. Live.
Yes.
Tom's Urban.
L.A. Live. That's a cool place. I didn't even know that place existed. And I was just over there at the Crypto Invest Summit a few weeks before that.
Yes.
Did you guys hear anything about that?
Well, we were aware of, in essence, that was going on because of what we're doing with the Freedom Football League.
Yeah.
And so that was the strategic in terms of planning that around that convention, in order for us to release to the crypto world first.
Yeah. So this is like a brand new thing for you guys, crypto.
Yeah, I've got a good friend of mine who's been doing and has a wallet and been trading for a little over a year. Not that that's new, but that's new to us and my group.
Yeah.
And for a year, he's been telling me I've got to get up on this. And so about 3 months ago, I finally got on YouTube and started learning about blockchains and whatnot. So I understand it now, but I still yet to create a wallet, much less buy a coin. What about you, Dre?
Well, unlike JJ having some familiarity with it, I'm somewhat, I'm a lot more new to this space. But it's an exciting space, and you know, JJ and I were talking about earlier in regards to, you know, the way trends are moving in this day and age. You either have to get with the times or get left behind. So
you do,
I'm really excited to learn more about this and forge into this space.
Yeah, because it's almost like you know, whenever the web came out, somebody came to you and said, "Hey, there's this cool thing called the World Wide Web."
Absolutely, it was my. You know, we both played together in football at Stanford.
Yeah, tell that story, because that was a great analogy that he used earlier today.
My college guidance counselor at Stanford, we're teammates together. You know, we're just doing some planning in regards to my exit strategy and graduation, and she came to me and said, "I'll send you some stuff via email." And this would have been 95, maybe 96.
Email.
And I remember saying to her, "Well, I don't know, what is that?" And she's like, "Well, it's this new form of communication and getting, you know, information sent from one person to another." I'm like, "Nah, I'm good. Just
right."
Yeah, I literally.
Right on.
I'm at Stanford University, one of the most progressive places in the world, and I'm telling my guidance counselor, you know, my senior counselor, "Nah, I'm good. Just print it, and I'll come by the office and get it." She's like, "All right." And then a couple months later, somebody's like, "Well, do you have email?" I'm like, "What is this email?" And so for me now, I feel like, you know, you get to that age where your parents, you know, you're saying stuff to other people like, "I remember back when." I'm like, "Man, are we really at that age where we started with emails?"
Yes.
You know, and it's scary. And so
Netscape.
Now, I was telling JJ, like, I feel like I'm right back at that conversation where people are talking about Bitcoin. I'm like, "Nah, I'm good. I don't need to get..." But I was telling him earlier, we're going to get left behind.
You
so are. I'm really excited. I appreciate you, setting all this up.
I'm glad I met you guys because I love football. I grew up in Texas. So football was my life growing up. I knew I wasn't big enough to ever play football, but I loved playing it. You know, I loved out there on Sunday morning playing with your friends, sure, and then going watching football afterwards, and you know. But to take you guys and learn how to buy a Bitcoin, because I just learned not too long ago myself. Okay. You know, it's not something that you just, you know, hey, this is how you buy a Bitcoin. You got to learn. It took me 3 days, my first Bitcoin.
Wow.
Or piece of Bitcoin, anyhow. Mm-hmm. But so what we're going to do today is we're going to take you through it. So there's a wallet. So what you have to have a wallet, which is an online type of thing.
Okay.
And you're going to have to get one of these eventually, and everyone's going to have one, and you'll have, by the end of the, you know, in the end of the year, you're going to have multiple wallets, because not every wallet will hold every form of cryptocurrency.
Gotcha.
And you'll start realizing that, oh, you know, I want this one coin, but it my wallet doesn't accept it. So you'll have to have a wallet for that, and a wallet for this, and a wallet for that. So,
well, I know I told you that, you know, my friends are planning on putting the S9 miners.
Yeah, the miners.
In my guest house.
Yes.
So that's all the more reason why I feel like this is a good time.
So you give them the address.
Okay.
And it's a long thing, so you'll have to copy and paste it. You won't want to. You'll never remember it. You'll never know how to write it down. You'll have to copy and paste it. So, and make sure you get the entire thing, because people have copied parts of it and not the whole thing, and then sent that Bitcoin into oblivion, and it never got returned.
Wow. That's not
forever.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. So all these separate wallets, who keeps track of the wallets?
You
do. You have a master wallet?
No, you do.
Ah, we need a master wallet.
If you lose your wallet,
not to be
just
mistaken,
like taking a dollar bill and flushing it down the toilet.
Wow.
Or $6,000 bill.
Or $10,000, whatever, man. Just don't lose it.
Okay.
And they'll have these things. Where you'll have a phrase, words that you have to put in a specific order, and I forget how many there are, 11 or something like that. But if you don't put them in the right order, it's like your PIN number. If you don't put it in the right order, you're locked out. Yeah. So first thing we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and So this is the most popular one anywhere, and you'll want to sign up with Coinbase whenever you so let's go ahead and click on sign up. You won't be able to buy anything today, but you can sign up. At least you can sign up today.
Okay
so go ahead and put your name in. We'll blur all this out whenever.
So you're registering.
Coinbase is one of the most important places to go to buy Bitcoin, but the reason we can't do that today is because it takes 3 days to be verified.
Okay, so they verify who you are.
Yeah,
but
there's
I
a
thought
thing
the
called
whole
KYC.
Idea was being anonymous.
It is, but because these companies actually have to report to places like the IRS, they have to do a thing called KYC, which is Know Your Customer. So they have to verify that you're actually a real person. They want to know that this bank account actually belongs to you, and that you're not laundering money, you're not doing anything illegal. So it's very transparent as far as what these companies, they have to abide by certain rules.
Right on.
So I mean, that's a great segue into my question.
We won't save the password.
In regards to the whole Bitcoin, Ethereum world and space, anybody can do this and buy Bitcoin and it's legal. There's no...
Anybody can buy as long as you have the ability to get money into the system first, which is, it's a very tricky thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like, okay, well, how do I get my money into it first? The easiest one is Coinbase, because we can actually buy something today.
Gotcha.
It takes a little bit for you to see it in your wallet and you'll panic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie.
I'll just have you on my speed dial. It's all right.
Yeah, you're not going to panic. You're gonna not see money for a little bit.
Okay.
But it'll eventually pop up.
When you say a little bit, hour, 3 hours?
It depends on how many transactions are
going on,
taking place right now.
Okay.
And, you know, there's things when you're buying Ether from Ethereum. There's another company called, have you heard of Ethereum, right?
Yep.
So Ethereum, they have things called gas, which lets you determine the speed of how fast you get your Ethereum from one point to another. So you can either pay a lot of money and it'll get there fast, which we're talking 50 cents, a dollar maybe. That's really quick. Or you can go the minimum, which is like, you know, percentages of a penny. And it'll take maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, but it'll get there.
Yeah, who's in a rush?
Yeah.
making a wire transfer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah,
and then
yeah, but these are great questions because yeah, sure, this is a learning process. And
it is. And so then, we're going to need to go back on your phone now because you're going to have to verify your email.
And just out of curiosity, when I go, when I start mining, this, my buddies are mining.
Yeah.
Will that go to my same, like, will I give them my wallet address and they'll mine to my wallet?
You're going to have a Bitcoin address here.
Okay.
You'll have a Bitcoin address on Coinbase.
I got you.
So you can give them, actually, you'll be able to give them either one.
And then they'll, okay, yeah, gotcha.
So okay, in essence, you create, like you were saying, you create a handful of different wallets because you have different coins you're trying to accumulate and certain wallets only hold certain coins.
Yeah.
So once you have certain wallets up, that would be basically, those are almost like accounts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can give someone two or three accounts and say, hey, pay me in these three or four different coins.
Yeah.
And if you're doing coin A, coin B, go to this account. If it's coin C, go to this account. Okay, yeah, got it.
So, and okay, then certain, there's certain coins that only, you can only buy coins in their, or have coins, store coins in their wallet.
In their wallet, yeah. Yeah. They're exclusive to that wallet. Yeah. So that's a whole nother game, I'm sure, in the industry that.
Yeah, so because I'll explain a few more things in a couple minutes, but for right now.
Okay, there we go.
Coinbase, we're seeing the Coinbase account. You're going to verify it, and then this should automatically, there it goes, boom.
Perfect.
It's all ready. Okay, so let's put in your phone number.
And blur that out, because this is a single man,
this is,
and he can't be getting all these calls.
Okay, now he's going to get a code.
All right.
He's going to get a code, and then we're going to put that in.
Submit.
Bam.
This is fun. This is exciting.
Yes, there we go. Okay, now. You got that.
Welcome to Coinbase. Download the app for more.
All right. In there. Okay, so what will you use Coinbase for? Hookers?
No, drugs. Definitely no, okay, not hookers. Good. No drugs. I'm actually just out. I mean, being out in
you're
California, learning. I'm learning all
yes,
about this
yeah,
whole
so
this cannabis space.
I was going to say cannabis transactions, perhaps.
Well, I've never indulged, but...
Yeah,
I'm a rookie at that too. my first time with this, and okay, who knows?
But it's a long weekend.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So I would my short answer would be,
well, let's see
as we continue
are.
To
trading,
as we continue to develop our football league, then I'll use it for some form of.
Well, there's online and other exchanges, online purchases,
yeah, I'll
online
just do
payments,
online.
Or business.
Let's just say business.
And let's
for
just
now.
Say business. Okay.
What is your source of funds? Should I say mining?
Well, I would just kind of go.
When you say
occupation,
source of funds,
where are you getting your money from? So, your occupation.
Current occupation.
Well, we've got a lot of options here. Brokers, chief risk officer, a cleaner.
Well, I've got a couple of different businesses, so I guess it depends.
Yeah.
But you work in the real estate world now, right?
Yeah, I'll put
so
real estate in
maybe
there.
Maybe real estate is in there. Not sure. I'm a photographer, so I put that in. Retail.
Put me down
realtor,
for
there we go.
Well, I'm not. I'm not licensed as a realtor, so.
We won't tell anybody.
You know what? I think I saw a broker in here. And there's no regulation against me being.
No, there's
in
no,
the
no
financial limit. Sector, there's nothing like that.
No,
we'll make sure everything's kosher.
This is not a, there's different things. But okay, broker, employer, you can put self if you want to.
Let's go to self.
Cool. Okay.
They want the last four of my social?
Yeah. We'll blur that out.
All right.
Okay, and then okay, we're gonna put your birthday in there. Okay, so we're through this. Notice by the Florida Office Financial Regulation, you got to accept those terms.
Okay, so.
And there's a lot of words on there. Do you usually read the?
I don't, but being in the financial sector,
you're probably smart like that. I wouldn't be able to read all of that. I wouldn't. I'm. I lose myself in the like third or fourth word.
So they're just it seems like they're just talking about tax liability.
Yeah, and I guess like every state has their own rules and regulations, right? You've been in the banking business for a while, mm-hmm. so they probably have their own.
Yeah, because you're talking about cross-state and international commerce.
Yes.
And investments and.
And I'm not sure where Coinbase is based. I'm thinking that it's Chinese, but I'm not sure. I could be wrong. I'm wrong about a lot of things, so.
All right.
Okay, so now we're looking at the current price of Bitcoin, which is 7,000.
So that's amazing to me.
Yeah. Okay, so let's scroll down a little. Wait, you can't move the screen.
I can't?
No, because it's being captured right here. If you move it, it'll screw the whole thing
up. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Is this good?
Click on this one right here. Let's see what it looks like.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's okay, man. We're good.
All right, here we go.
So Bitcoin right now is at 73.24. It's gone down $1,900 in the last month.
Wow.
Which is good for you because you're getting in today, so that's good because it's typically doing this. It's dipping down a little bit, coming up. It's dipping down a little, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good time for people to be able to get in.
Okay.
You know, if
you got in on a minor dip.
Yeah, it's a minor dip. Okay, so let's scroll down. Let's see if we can. Okay, add a payment method. That's the first thing we're gonna do. So you can either add a bank account, a debit card, or a wire transfer. So
I'd have to add a debit card because I don't have my routing number and all that stuff.
Okay, let's try the debit card. Okay, so what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to upload a picture. And this is the thing that takes a few days.
Okay.
Because what you'll have to do is take a picture of yourself.
Okay.
Holding your ID card.
Really?
And then you have to upload that to Coinbase.
Okay.
And they verify that that's actually you and that's not a Photoshop picture of you holding a Photoshop picture of a license.
Wow, that's serious.
Isn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do we do that? Can we do that now?
So we can do that now. Let's you can actually send this. Okay, let's upload your ID. So the first thing you have to do is let's take a
driver's
picture of you holding your license. I can do that with my phone. Let's see.
Okay.
Where my
so
phone
they're
at.
Forcing you into the selfie culture is what's going on. Because I've yet to take a selfie.
Really?
No.
Yes. I know what
well,
I look like.
My first Bitcoin
good.
Purchase, this might have to be your first selfie day. We might have to take a selfie.
Oh. Well, if he takes it, it's not a selfie.
That's true.
Shabam!
But then that defeats the whole purpose. It's supposed to be a day of change.
All right.
Where's your?
Yeah. We're gonna take a picture of you holding your ID.
So this is why it took you 3 days to do all this.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So I'm gonna do it over here. The second seat. Okay.
All right. You gotta blurt all this stuff out when you're doing it.
Yeah, so what I'm gonna do now, I'm gonna upload this to my computer and then we're gonna upload that.
Okay. It's an interesting process.
Okay. Put it in my Dropbox.
I'm just saying.
Don't ever change, JJ. I love you, man.
Okay, where's your ID at, real quick?
Okay.
I'm gonna take a picture of that also.
So everybody that has Bitcoin across the world started with this process?
No, well, I think you would say everyone in the U.S.
Yeah, everyone in the U.S. has to do this, especially if you have a Coinbase, because Coinbase, they have to verify who you are.
Okay. So
what about our peeps in Trinidad?
Yeah, what about the islands, the Caribbean?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think
it's time to find out.
I guess.
Okay.
We're going to upload this to the Dropbox. Okay, so that's uploading now. So what we're going to do, we're going to go over here to my Dropbox. And we're going to... Where's the other one? Okay, so they're in there. Upload ID. Driver's license. Upload the file. Okay. Okay.
Oh, you need the back.
Oh, I need
as
the
well?
Back too. Holy cow! All right, let's go back and do that real quick.
You're not playing around.
Not at all. And so explain to me. Well, I'll let you finish that, but.
And I'll delete these before we leave the
city. Yeah, blur all this stuff out on screen.
Yeah, I'll delete all these, yeah.
So actually, I'm gonna
like,
have my
dude, he's got my license.
Counts hacked and stuff.
You're very gullible, man. You're just like, let me do all this shit.
I call that the reach out and choke you factor. I'll find
you. Couple old fashions, and you just open right up, don't you, Jay?
Let's do that, yes! Here's my credit card! Here's my credit card, dude!
Some blind faith here.
Come on. It's taking a while for the upload.
So, okay, while it's loading.
Yeah.
Explain to me how, like, what, why is there a necessity to go through this process in regards to all of the verifications and background checks and stuff?
Well, I guess because we're dealing with money.
Okay.
You know, I think that's probably the biggest reason is that you want to know who is touching money. Mm-hmm. And especially because these companies, these exchanges, more or less, they're responsible for the big chunk of their money. And there was a few exchanges that were, they didn't have enough money to cover what was going on. And, mm-hmm. and you know, a lot of people lost their money because something happened that wasn't verified, and
so in essence, they're guarding for Ponzi schemes.
Ponzi schemes and people not not doing the right thing.
Okay.
And a lot to do with just scams altogether. Mm-hmm. Because anytime there's money, somebody's going to try to steal it.
Absolutely.
Whatever industry you're in, if there's money involved, somebody wants it.
But and I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the things I'm hearing in terms of what's the draw to Bitcoin is its
the anonymity.
Security.
Well, correct? Security and anonymity.
Yeah.
And yes. Maybe not in that order.
Why would you want anonymity?
Well, you don't want people knowing what there's no reason for people knowing what
your
you're
net
spending
worth.
Money.
I got you.
Your net worth, what you're spending money on, why you bought it.
Sure.
That's yours.
I got you.
Yeah, and if you think about it, everything that's getting tracked on the internet and marketing, it's all being sold. That data is mm-hmm. being sold to market back to you.
Sure.
I'm tired of being marketed to.
Oh, yeah.
To a certain extent, I just want to disconnect from the system and not receive all this.
Yeah. Something like this would be perfect for you in terms of how your mantra is in terms of the... not being connected, being kind of disconnected from the average mainstream.
No, absolutely, because I am already. My lifestyle and where I am,
true.
So no, this makes perfect sense. Yeah. So I will be...
So
I'm
the freedom of it.
I'm going to delete these photos so you see them get deleted.
Okay.
Deleted.
You're going to empty that trash box there. Right?
And then we're going to go down here, and we're going to... is it option? No. What the hell is it? Hold on one second.
Should give you an option to delete in there.
Empty trash.
There we go.
Bam!
Perfect.
Emptied, and now we're going to go over here to the phone, and I'm going to delete that one, delete photo, delete that one, delete photo, and delete that one, delete photo, and delete that one, delete photo. That was my daughter. I got her ears pushed yesterday.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Back to this. So,
there's another box you'll have to the deleted files. Oh. You can do it later. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's all good.
Okay. Let's see. Photos. Where's the deleted? Recently deleted. Select.
Delete all.
Delete all. Delete all. Come on. Delete all. Is it deleting? Delete all?
Hmm.
All right, we'll let that
it'll come.
Okay. Okay, so, look at that. You've been
identity verified. I am who I say I am.
Whoa, wait. Were these the cats that were supposed to take 3 days?
3 days. They verified.
See, I'm a trustworthy guy.
You know who you are.
They know who you are. You know what? It's the system.
Look at that.
It's that institutional real estate you've been doing for 12 years,
exactly.
Huh?
Okay,
exactly.
So we're going to go ahead and hit continue and see what happens.
I know this cat.
All right.
So let's put in some money.
Yep. Who's counting?
Yeah, these—they didn't make these old fashions as big as they went upstairs, did they?
No.
This thing's about like a half of what we got up there.
Yeah.
You
is.
Know. That's gonna be my new show: old fashions and Bitcoin.
old fashioned Bitcoins.
Yeah. I'll stick the old Bitcoin. Fashioned and just go straight Scotch on the rock.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's too early. It's not even 5 o'clock yet.
Well, it is 5.
Oh, well, yeah. It just turned five,
yeah.
Round three?
So what is it?
Okay, so what we're going to do, you're going to get two charge, deposits into your account. So
Want me to put the 0-1 in there?
Well, do you know how much you got?
What do you mean?
They deposited money into your account. Verify the two depending.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they just made a deposit into your.
They made a deposit into my account?
Yeah.
To verify.
That's your card.
I gotcha.
And then you got to send it back?
Then you're going to tell them how much you got. It's like. You know,
probably
like 3 cents and 7 cents or something like that. You know,
I gotcha.
Yeah, so they verify that that's your card.
Gotcha.
You're not trying to buy someone somebody else's card.
I'm impressed with the protocol involved.
Yeah, and the quickness.
I'm surprised. It literally took me 3 days. When
really?
I put uploaded my photos, I checked back like every hour, and it took me 3 days.
Go.
Oh, you got it already? Wow. Okay, we're going to verify the card.
Oh, wait, hold on. That's not right.
Look at you. You're in.
All right.
You're ready to buy freaking Bitcoin.
Let's do it.
Okay, so what we're going to do is click on Bitcoin now. This is your portfolio. Buy now. Nobody's yet. Buy now. There we go. Okay. So you got your Bank of America card.
Okay.
And you've got a limit right now of $100.
What does that mean?
When you first get in, they don't let you just go freaking willy-nilly and buy a shitload of Bitcoin.
Okay.
They make sure that you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
So I can buy 100 right now?
You can buy $100 worth right now.
Okay.
So they put a limit on your first buy, your first couple buys, just so you don't get yourself into a bad, a serious problem, especially coming off a credit card. That's not a bad idea.
That's definitely a good idea.
Like mine right now, let's see, my Coinbase, if I went in here, if I wanted to go buy some, let's see, accounts, I got $45 worth. okay, Bitcoin, I want to buy some. I think I got $3,000. I can buy $3,000 worth.
Gotcha.
So over time, like last week or a couple weeks ago, it was just $700.
Gotcha.
You know, so over time, you're able to buy more and more and more.
Okay.
So.
And what is that predicated on?
I actually don't know. Okay. I really don't know. I don't know why they would limit the amount that you could buy right off the bat.
Okay.
But there is a cost to buying. So you can see right here, there's a Coinbase fee of $1. They charge $1. The payment method fee is $2.50. So after your
like the Ticketmaster.
Yeah. So after you buy this, you're going to have $96
worth of... Three and a half points to buy Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a standard transaction fee from a bank, 3.5%.
To get in, yes, because they more or less have a monopoly on getting into buying Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. It's a sucky thing, and you know, I talked with Christian about there's other companies coming up. They're going to eliminate this.
I see that. I was just going to say,
they're going to eliminate this because that's expensive.
A quarter point.
Yeah.
Instead of three points.
Yeah. Just to buy it. It's and you think about how many people buy this a day, and how I mean, just imagine if you're buying $1,000 worth.
Yeah.
You know, or $10,000 worth.
That's 24.
Yeah.
Or 241.
That's
bucks.
Right.
Yeah, that's pricey. All right, so just click here.
Yep. So you're going to get point confirmed buy.
0.013.
So basically buying nothing.
Yes.
You're buying one.
Payment decline.
You're buying 1/100th of a
percent. Oh, you're going to have to call your bank. This is another thing that I had to do. I had to call my bank, my ATM card, and let them know I'm going to be buying.
They have the bank themselves thought someone stole your card.
I just got a text from Bank of America.
Yeah. Hey, someone's trying to buy Bitcoin.
Look at that. He just got a text.
Okay, so to continue using your card, please verify these three transactions. Coinbase decline. Coinbase approved. Coinbase approved. If you attempted all three of these transactions, reply yes. If you do not recognize them, okay. Bank of America is on top of their stuff.
I like that.
That's what happened to me with Chase too. Same thing.
I was going to say I'm Chase, so I'm hope.
Exact same thing happened.
Right,
yeah.
I would assume the top 25, if not top 50, are on top of this.
Oh yeah.
HSBCs.
Thank you for verifying. If a transaction was declined, please try again.
All right. All right. So we'll just backtrack.
Can't have me looking like I don't have money in my account.
Look, what's up, dude? You need some help?
Okay. So do I just, let me see here.
All right. So let's go back. Let's just go back out of that one.
Just go backwards?
Go to your accounts. Or actually go to buy and sell.
Yeah, just go to buy it.
Yep. I'll let you click on that. No. Click on tools. Settings, tools, and we'll just get back out of that. Go back to, okay. So type yours back in.
They might have kicked you out.
What am I typing in?
This is your logging in here. Oh, it's not doing anything. There you go. All right. Okay, you're going to verify you pretty much every time you log in. They're going to try to make you verify who you are. And there's reasons for this because some people are dealing with hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
No, I appreciate it just for $100. So well, trust me.
There's another one now. There's going to be something I'll show you guys in a minute, but there's an authenticator that you'll have to download on your phone to get into some of the
wallets,
exchanges. And once you get into exchange, you're going to have to verify on your phone, type in this number when you get in. That'll let you in. If you type in the wrong number, you can't get in. You lose your,
I was going to try to type in 200, but I just realized that.
You only got 100.
Okay,
let's try to confirm the buy. Successful.
Wow.
Get it
dressed. This is where we're supposed to say congratulations.
Look at that one. Look at that one.
130.1 fraction of a Bitcoin.
I'm an owner of this much of a Bitcoin.
Shabam! You're going to be rich.
That's why they call it Bit. Because I just bought a Bit.
You got a bit of a Bit. A tiny little Bit.
Is that called a sliver?
That's not even a sliver.
I bought a bit of a bit. That's a grain.
You bought a cell. You bought a cell of a bit.
So how do you feel? You just bought your first piece of a Bitcoin. You feel like you're in the game now?
Well, I wouldn't say I feel like I'm in the game because I know on the grand scheme of things, if one Bitcoin, which I'm seeing here, is $7,399.27, and I bought an amoeba of a Bitcoin, you know, which is fine, but you know, it's, but like you know, JJ and I spoke about earlier, it's really more about knowledge is power, right? And you know, there are certain things over the course of my life that I've fought. You know, internet, email was one of them. You know, cannabis is another. You know, I came up in a time, you know, I remember when a friend of our family's son was falling asleep in high school, and he was a private school, which they take that level of scrutiny to a higher degree. And they called him into the office because he was falling asleep, and they said, empty your pockets. They found a little joint in his pocket, and they expelled him on the spot. And so from a very young age, I just had it ingrained in me, and then also us always being athletes and playing and drug testing, it doesn't help, you know, necessarily. So I always looked at it as I'm staying away, so I never got into that. So there's certain things that I just feel like in order to stay active with the times and not be left behind, this is, you know, this being the main one, it's, it, you know, I want to learn about it. Like, for example, In road rage instances where I was just driving along and a guy was trying to cut me off and there was no room for him to get in, we end up next to each other at a red light and he's yelling at me, cussing through me and through the window. I said, dude, there was no room. What's your problem? And he goes like this to me out the window. And I'm like, what is that? He reaches underneath his seat and pulls out a gun and puts it out the window and says, now are you going to talk crap? He used another expletive, but I won't say that. And I was like, are you serious? You're gonna pull a gun on me because I couldn't let you in? And then I think he realized what he did. He dropped the gun and he took off through the red light. And I've had two guns pulled on me in traffic instances and where I didn't do anything. And I remember thinking, in that moment in time, I was so intimidated by guns. Because when you're looking down the barrel of a gun and you haven't been, I didn't grow up around guns.
Yeah.
My parents didn't believe in having guns. I always said to myself, from that time on, I don't ever want to feel like I respect guns, but I don't want to fear guns.
Yeah.
And so what did I do is I went out and got my concealed weapons permit. I'm a gun carrier. I don't carry one on my person, but I have them in my home. And it took that threat away of not understanding. Now I can see, is the safety on? If it's a revolver, is the gun loaded? You know, is it a 40 caliber? Is it a 9mm? Is it a 22? You know, how accurate is it? So I used to be that guy, if somebody took a gun out in a room, I'm gone. I'm out. Because I'm not trusting you with it. I don't care how proficient you are.
Nope.
I'm not trusting you because the accidents happen. But I remember when I was looking down the barrel, I'm like, I'm never gonna be in this situation where I fear that gun. I mean, obviously if someone's pointing a gun, you're gonna fear it.
Yeah.
But I wanna be able to understand the moment.
You're fearing the person, not the gun.
I'm fearing the exactly.
The
because
decision maker,
guns don't kill people. People do. And so this is the same thing. I'm kinda, like this whole thing intimidates me. Right, and
it is intimidating because you don't know anything. You don't know what the next screen is going
to
be.
Well, I remember when you were talking to me about coming on this podcast. My response to you asked me, "How much do you know about Bitcoin?" Zero.
Zero.
And your response was perfect. Yes. And I'm like, "Why is that perfect?" Because you can teach me, you can groom me.
I
don't have any preconceived notions other than I don't understand it, and I want to get proficient with it. You know, I've got friends that are offering to get involved with me or get me involved with them. And so knowledge is power. And so kind of like that gun instance, email, you know, the learning the whole cannabis space, I think this is something that is important because we could get left behind. I mean, think now if I hadn't embraced email.
Yeah.
I'd be left behind, you know.
And now you'll have this on your phone. You'll be able to download the app, like, you know, just like I did on your phone. And you can check, you know, there's a Coinbase app,
okay,
you know, and it tells you how much is in, you know, how much is in your account.
Mine will pop up and say you're still broke because you own nothing.
Well, you have more than I do because I have only $45 worth. And at least you have 90 something bucks worth, you know.
I gotcha.
It's just a way to get into the game, and now you're going to be able to learn about things like Binance, which is one of the main exchanges, of the most popular exchanges, Binance. There's a lot of coins on there that if you hear like Tron or Ripple or these other coins, you start learning about these things. You're like, you know what? I think Ripple's going to go up because I saw this article about blah, blah, blah. So let me go ahead and buy a little bit of Ripple.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I know we heard Red Fox talk about Ripple, but it's a totally different thing.
I was going to say.
And, you know, what happens is it's contagious. So I may know a little more about it just because I've been studying it for a couple of months.
Sure.
But I've yet to purchase. So now that I see you've sat here and purchased and didn't know anything, mm-hmm. well, guess what I'm going to do in the next week?
You going to reach some Bitcoin?
Because it's that easy.
Yeah.
And I'm live here at the podcast.
Yeah.
I get to see it live. I'm thinking, oh, I can go home and do this tonight.
Yeah.
For an hour or two.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not a lot of work. I mean, you saw the hardest thing was taking a picture of you and your driver's license, uploading that. And, you know, when I did it, it was in the height of people getting in. So everyone was scrambling
probably
to get in.
Frenzy.
And that's probably why it took me 3 days to get my account.
I would think that stuff would be crashing at that point in time because people would be overwhelming
the system. I got into Binance literally, I think, like 2 days before it crashed.
Wow.
And no one could get in. And there were people screaming because they wanted to buy Bitcoin. They wanted to buy, you know, more coins. And they were just freaking out. Like they had missed the boat. And what they got to realize is that they haven't even built a boat yet.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah. Still
like Noah's still like measuring things right now.
Well,
the boat. You'll have time to get on the boat.
To a certain degree, depending on how analytical you are, we all suffer at some point in time from the paralysis of analysis.
Yeah.
And you know, there's been things in my life that have passed me by because I've put too much thought and effort and energy into understanding it. And one of my dear friends, I consider him like a business mentor of mine.
Yeah.
He always said, Andre, you're 100% guy. And this guy's been wildly successful. Major venture capitalist, serial entrepreneur. I call him a mini Mark Cuban because he's like a Tampa version of Shark Tank. And he always said, Andre, you're 100% guy where I'm an 80% guy. He said, if you have 80% of the facts, don't worry about the 20% because the opportunity cost of figuring out or waiting to understand that 20%, it's already sold. He's like, if I have a business decision I need to make, if I have 80% of the facts, I'm not worried about the 20%.
Yes. Yeah.
But he said, if I try to get to that 81, 85, that transaction's gone. That deal's gone.
And that could be a week, a day.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's cost me before in my life.
Your
relationship,
right.
You know.
And that will be the same thing whenever you see, that's exactly the same thing a guy was talking to me about, was whenever you see, you start reading trends. If you get really invested in this, you'll start reading trends, and if you start, you know,
sure.
buying and selling,
sure.
you'll start reading trends, and that's exactly what you said. Go for the 80%. Don't worry about that next 10%, because
mm-hmm.
you try to get that next 10%, that it's going to go up and it's going to go down, and you're going to lose your chance to get out when it was high.
Sure.
You know, or when it's low, and like right now, we're seriously low. It's really exciting.
So where did this top out? Was it like 18,000?
No, it was close to 20. It was in the 20 area. And that's when a lot of people got in.
When?
This was, I think, December.
December of 2017.
Yeah.
It was in the 20s.
Yeah.
And what would be, I mean, I'm sure this is probably...
Let's go look. Let's look in here.
I'm sure this is probably a convoluted answer, but what would be... What would you equate this massive correction to? Just like normal market type...
Well, it has to do with a lot of things. I mean, there's people that they listen to the news and they freak out because something happened. They're like, oh my God, it was a big thing with South Korea. There was news about a regulation, and people that were just getting in thought that Korea said no more cryptocurrencies. Which Korea, I think, is like the second largest investor in cryptocurrencies. And that caused the market to do bam. And you'll see that. Let me see if I can find the...
We're going to make him take a selfie, by the way, too.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm not taking a selfie. Not today.
Me and JJ are like this.
Some other time.
Okay, so let's look here.
Even tomorrow morning.
Let's look at Bitcoin. Okay, so if we can... If we can look at, 1 year, okay? So we see like their high. Look at this. It was 19. Wow. And understand that not every Bitcoin is the same price on every exchange. It has different exchanges will rate it at a different value. Some say what is their high here? 19,205. Some said 20,000 something. Mm. You know, so it varied. You
so
know,
if you were to cash out, it depends on the
that was the day you should have cashed out.
If you would have cashed out on a different exchange, you could have got more.
Yeah.
Yeah. How can you keep track of what
you
exchanges?
You can't. It's just too many.
App to follow the exchanges into coin. You buy it in an exchange that's valuing it lower.
Yeah.
And you sell it. And I didn't even know there was that discrepancy. I would assume
Bitcoin is a Bitcoin. Yeah.
You would think so. And I didn't know this until a couple of days ago. And they're like, no, it's going to be different through the different exchanges. Oh. You know, so we look at like right here. So we, you know, it was 19,205. That seems to be the highest on here. And then it started trickling down, and all of a sudden, boom, it went down to 14. And they're like, oh my God, you know, the sky is falling. Mm-hmm. And then it went back up for a second, and then it went back down. And they're like, oh my God, the sky is falling, and went back up. And then it's just been a steady decline down for the past few months. And you know, I think we had a low of you know, it was close to 6,300 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's not showing that on here. But you know, people were going up and down. Oh yeah, where are we at? 6,000. Because
I have
700.
I have some friends in the crypto space, and from what I understand, because you know, I would look on social media and I'd see stuff like, we've created 15 millionaires in the last 30 days or something. I'm like,
oh,
come on,
yeah.
Seriously?
I mean, there were people billionaires overnight.
This makes sense.
Yeah, when people had this money right in here, you know, they were pretty good. I mean, if you just imagine if back in here, you would have bought at $500, right? You bought $10,000 worth at $500. And it starts going up in here, and you're like, wow, this is looking good. And all of a sudden, this is where I got in, like right in here. That's when I noticed Bitcoin at $6,000. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Are you serious, $6,000? And then I just started watching this crazy wave. And I remember during this time, I didn't sleep.
Were you thinking of selling?
Oh, no, I was just watching it. I was at my computer like 24/7. I mean, I was up until 4 in the morning.
Those people that cashed, like you could, in theory, if you had...
Oh, you can see a lot of people did. I mean, that's the reason.
Oh, that's where the dip was.
That's so, a lot of people jumped out.
So you could, in theory, cash out and convert that to cash.
Yes. Yeah, so if you owned all that, you cash that out, that's the amount of cash that you had on that day.
Wow.
You say you had 20 Bitcoin at 18,000 a piece. You put that back in your what they call fiat. Have you heard of fiat?
Yeah.
Okay. So you put that in your fiat wallet or whatever. In here you have you have your U.S. dollar wallet, so you can actually transfer money from Bitcoin
to U.S.
If you're afraid that a drop is going to happen, mm-hmm. like you see some news and you're like, oh crap, let me get out. You can deposit that right into your wallet here, in your U.S. dollar wallet.
This 94.45 will turn into 94.45.
It'll stay right in there.
Minus the fee,
yeah, man. Minus their little
change back.
Yeah, we need to do that fee. Yeah, so yeah,
that's interesting. I mean, yeah. I appreciate the education. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on.
So, you know, now you can actually send him an invitation from here. You can make $10.
I can make
invite
friends. Make my point back.
You can earn $10
yeah,
right
you can
there.
Get a point. You can get a point back.
You can invite him in right now.
Yeah, man, I'll do it.
And then you get $10 too.
Nice.
You get $10, he gets $10.
Sweet.
See?
It's like a pyramid chain. It's like a pyramid scheme.
It kind of is.
What's
yeah.
your email address?
Wow.
Bam.
Invites on the way. When you accept,
beautiful.
You're going to get $10. You'll get $10.
Nice. See, then you've already made your entry fee back.
I think it's time for another trade.
I think so.
Yeah. So I appreciate you
taking
the courage to make this leap, man, because not a lot
it.
Of people have you know, that much faith in it. But you know, since you're involved with it in something that is based on the blockchain,
yeah,
it just makes sense that
absolutely.
You jump in the game, because you're going to be getting tokens pretty soon.
Well, yeah, and as an owner, that's the exciting part about what we're doing on the, and I owe it to my teammate here, JJ Lashley, for including me in this phenomenal vision of this league.
Yeah.
Which I think the timing is perfect.
It is.
Especially, you know, this is one of the intriguing sides of it that really piqued my interest. And so I'm grateful for this opportunity and to learn more and to be involved in the FFL. And I think we're on the cutting edge of something very revolutionary and it's exciting to be a part of.
It is, man. So, and I'm glad I met you guys. You know, it's crazy because the morning before I went to this, I had just gone to Christian, the guy that the big guy I was with,
yep,
his office. And Bob is the main guy, right?
Bob Vanek, yeah.
Yeah, so Bob had invited Christian to this thing. And he called me up and said, hey, do you want to go to this NFL thing? I'm like, hell yeah, I do. Because, you know, we're doing the North American Sports and Blockchain Conference. Mm. And I'm like, that's my peeps.
Yeah. Nice.
That's my peeps.
Very
yes,
nice.
I want to be there. So it's been great. So
everything happens for a reason. Yeah. So we appreciate you.
I'm glad you got on, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I'm glad you're jumping in, too.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good stuff.